Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Oh yeah, I don't know them lords.
Ooh, you know you see me standing here. Okay. What up, guys? No, you're ruining the intro. Come on. What up, guys? This is Kalo, and I'm normally here to give you the lowdown on all things that are 101 related, and I'm joined by my co-host.
He might be his 101, but I am your 102. What up, guys? It's BKS. How's everyone doing today? Let's go to campus. Let's have fun, and let's not go to class. Did they ever go to class in Zobie 102 or 101?
We don't talk about that, but what we do talk about is thanking anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We're going to do a blanket statement, or at least I am, and then we'll dissect that further. Zobie 102 is destined to be bad. iCarly, that whole thing going on, a little too late.
The iCarly reboot is not bad, though.
It's not bad.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the iCarly?
No.
And you can't say it's not bad. You're a fake fan over here.
I refuse to pay for Paramount Plus. I pay for enough in this world.
It's a 7-day subscription. And life hack, before we go on, it has a 7-day free subscription. And if you cancel it, they throw in 2 months free because they want to keep you in.
Maybe I'll look into it. I'll look into it. Relax.
I mean,
relax.
If you don't want to spend money, I'm a cheapskate. Just look at my nose. You could just do that and get a whole 2 months free and then cancel your subscription.
Fair. But we're here today to talk about this Zobie 102 thing that's happening. The original cast is coming back. And I want to kind of hit on iCarly, but that's a whole other deal.
You think it's Jamie Lee Spears, right? That's her name?
Jamie Lynn Spears, yeah.
You think she's going to bring the baby that got her the reason to leave Zobie 101? You think the baby's coming back as well?
That would be such a, like, canon event, as the kids are calling it nowadays.
If they give her a kid in the show and she's single, I'm going to laugh.
Do you watch the trailer, right?
No, absolutely not. I do not stand for the Z100, wow. Zobie 102. Z100, please stop. We have a good relationship. Stop. I don't care about Zobie 102 because I'm going to tell her later on, but I'm going to let you talk because you seem like you have to talk something about the trailer.
Yeah, so the premise of this whole thing is Logan, you remember that guy that looks like a surfer?
They did the little trailer thing like a couple years back where they said Zobie left a message or whatever and he goes running off. He leaves his engagement girl on the table.
So the story goes he's getting engaged to that girl or he's getting married to that girl, Quinn.
Boy, what about the trailer? Not the trailer, the commercial we had like 6 years ago.
Not a canon event. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Not a canon event. So Logan is getting married to Quinn. That's actually pretty great, honestly. I'm happy about that.
I'm upset.
Well, you're in the wrong timeline. So the story goes, they're inviting everyone from PCA. Everyone's coming back together. But Zobie is scared to see Chase again because this is the first time they're going to see each other again after high school. So this whole thing is she's hiring somebody to be her boyfriend at the wedding. And she's going to have to, like, confront Chase face-to-face and, like, have that awkward interaction. She doesn't want to. They're saying she's too hung up on Chase because this is the dude from high school. You know, typical stuff.
I hate it for the fact that you said the thing that I watched. From the only thing that I remember from Zoey 101 was that thing that came out a couple years ago, and that's not even a canon event anymore. The show's gonna suck now.
I mean, to be fair, it's gonna be coming out July 27th, Paramount Plus, if that's what you want to do. You want to watch that stuff. But honestly, stuff like this, and I'll group in iCarly. Big Time Rush is on tour. I'm happy about that because they're a band. But
if the show comes back, are you going to watch it?
This is my thing. I think it's too late, at least for the interest in fans, at least from my perspective. I think it's too late.
It feels like a money grab at this point.
Oh, of course. Well, that's what all of this stuff is.
No, but no, some reboots can work like, all right, it's been a couple of years. Let's go make a sequel slash a soft reboot. Like if it's like Zoey 102, when they all go to college, even though let's say the premise of Zoey 101 was basically college. But if they waited like 5 years and they're like, all right, college time, that wouldn't make sense. I didn't feel like a money grab. Like a perfect example would be The Sweet Life and Zack and Cody. It went from Zack and Cody to Sweet Life on Deck like that, an instant. It didn't wait 5 years. It didn't wait a whole decade. They were like, all right, we ran the hotel course. Let's put these kids on a boat now going to high school. That felt nice. That felt like justified.
And they can, like, now that they did that, they went from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Sweet Life on Deck. Let's just say next year, they're like, hey, we're doing a one-off little movie thing where it's like, what are they're up to now? Like, they're off the boat, obviously, unless they've been on the boat since God knows when. That's tough.
No, they all went to college. Mr. Mosby's still working the hotel. Give me Esteban. I want to see Esteban again.
They can do something like that, and I'd be on board with it because it's like now, like, everyone's matured. They can maybe make it a little more whatever.
Dude, but like, would you still feel like it's a cash grab at that point?
No, because it's taking, like, canonically, look at me using big words. It would line up.
Okay.
This, I'm feeling, and iCarly too, is kind of like this was a show that was meant to be back in like 2011. And then they're doing it now because whatever.
No, see, I feel like you're only saying that about the iCarly thing was because you haven't seen it yet. But like, if it's like, where you said that it feels chronologically perfect with Sweet Life and Zack and Cody, that you could say the same thing with that with iCarly. Because remember, at the end of iCarly, Carly goes with her dad to Italy, right?
Yeah.
And does that. The show picks up from her coming back from college from Italy. And go in, and now she moves in back with Spencer, who now is a famous artist. In the first Carly, he's trying to be a famous artist. In this show, in the new reboot, he actually becomes that famous artist. And he's like famous, people recognize him. And now Carly's trying to make a living now. She's back here. And she's like, well, everyone's on social media. I started the whole social media. Patron reality, iCarly was ahead of its time to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like that. So I feel like iCarly is not a cash grab kind of thing. Now that I explain it to you, do you agree that it's not like a cash grab?
I think it's my thing, at least with Zoey 102. This cast... And, like, grant you, I haven't aged well. I'm not, like, fine wine. This cast looks a lot older, and it's, like...
Well, also, they used to cast actors in their late 20s. Early 20s, so of course they're not going to look great.
I'm not saying they look horrible. I'm not looking like Jamie Lynn Spears or any of them, honestly.
Well, that's just good genetics and cloning and all that.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 in the morning to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. Yeah. Also, too, this is like the caring person inside of me. I don't know. Maybe I'm too soft for this world.
I don't have that anymore. That got torn out.
Hearing all the stories that came out from those Nickelodeon sets, being like iCarly and Zoe 101, there were some stories that came out.
Oh, with the creator?
With the creator and like just fighter. There was that girl, the one that's not coming back for this reboot. She was like bullied by Jamie Lynn Spears and I think Britney was there too, saying Britney, like, bitch. Yeah, saying like you'll never be on the show or whatever. She said something. There was a messed up story. It just, I don't know. It doesn't feel good to me, you know.
I get that. I understand.
It just feels weird, you know?
It feels weird. Like, it felt weird for me, at least, for when I found out the girl who plays Sam in iCarly wasn't going to be in the reboot for iCarly, or the Gibby character wasn't going to be in the iCarly reboot, and you find out that Sam made a whole book about it. She's like, I didn't really want to be an actor. My mom, who is now dead, forced me to become an actor and all that, and it's a whole sad story behind that and why she didn't and why she won't be in the reboot. And Gibby didn't want to, and Sam felt like her character wasn't really like a role model, like how, oh, you could eat as much as you want, blah blah blah, you could beat up anyone. And then Gibby was like that fat character that gives laughs for everyone.
Yeah.
And he didn't like that, and that's like a main reason. He's like, I don't want to be a character who's just known for being fat and funny. Like, I didn't really like that as a role. That's the reason why he isn't back in the reboot of iCarly. So I get it when like people and actors like Jamie Lee Spears allegedly bullied other actors. I get it. It sucks. But at the end of the day, it's like, what can you do? You, as a Paramount company, you want to make money. You have to move on.
Be like, oh, yeah. No, that's 100%. I guess what I'm trying to get at here is iCarly didn't need to be a TV show. It didn't need to be an episodic thing. I think they would have been great.
The reboot. Okay.
Whatever's on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
From what I gather, I want to make sure this is correct. This Zoe 102 is going to be a movie.
It's going to be a movie. Okay.
It's going to be a movie. So I think that in the scale of everything, the scope, I think a movie, one off, kind of like tie up all the loose ends. I assume at the end of this, Chase and Zoe are going to be together. Blah blah blah.
Watch, they don't. Watch, they're going to break into. They're going to break into a 3-part movie.
Yeah, or they're going to do. They don't got to pull a Fast and Furious. They don't got enough family for that. But
here's my thing with the iCarly. I know where you're going to go with. Like, they could have done that with the iCarly, make that into a movie instead of a TV show. But I feel like you could have done. There's so much more storytelling in the iCarly universe.
Yeah.
That you could tell that can't be wrapped up in one movie. Like, you can end it where, you know, they're saying Carly and Freddie finally got together. You could do with season 3 being it. And then you could have Spencer finally getting a wife, a fiance. And then one question, which I know the actor who plays him wanted this to happen, is have Freddie show his dad.
Yeah.
Somebody that we have never seen. We only saw his mother and all that.
He said the guy that he wanted to have as his father, Ed Helms, the guy from The Hangover.
Oh, which I think that'd be amazing.
I was like, that's such like a good casting. Like,
yeah.
It can't not happen now.
And when I heard that, I'm like, I need that. If they're going to end, I need to see Freddie's dad at this point now.
And I guess, like, what you're saying, like, and it was just kind of the thing, iCarly was so far ahead of its time that even today it fits, because, like, that's what social media is. I mean, heck, the news happened, I think it was yesterday, Smosh just bought back their channel, the two creators. Yeah. So it's like, you know, like, web shows exist, and those things are popular, and iCarly is just that. I don't know what Zoe 102. Something about it just seems off, and I just don't know.
And now here's my thing with going back to saying, like, there's a reason why I personally don't like the Zoe 102. And you could, and I'm pretty sure at this point it's a cash trap. I've been listening and watching the Nestie's Classified podcast, and they said that they asked to do a reboot of Nestie's Classified. It's like a college or whatever. But they, like, they got shot down, and they're like, they gave them the runaround. But from what I heard from Ned and the rest of the cast, the main Cookie and Moe's, they're like, it's because of the Zoe 102 reboot that was happening. And I'm like, at that point, that feels like a cash grab as well, having a Nestie Classified reboot, that sequel to what it is.
Yeah, like, I like what they're doing. They're doing a podcast.
Well,
Wizards of Waverly Place are doing something like that as well. I think that's better for the adult audiences, only for the fact they can be candid about things, open up, and, like, you're not going to force these, how old do you think they are? Like 30, 40,
30? They're around our age, or a little bit older, like 2 years, 3 years old.
Okay,
who Ned Moe's in them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like probably like 29, 30.
Yeah, like low 30s, high 20s.
You mean high 30s, low 20s.
Yeah, whatever number.
You said low 30s. I mean,
same difference.
No, it's not.
It's not. But, like, that stuff I feel is more entertaining to, like, our crowd, because, like, our crowd likes podcasts, our generation and stuff like that.
Yeah, I wonder.
I wonder. But, like, they can open up about stuff like we had questions about in the past. The thing with Ned's Declassified, I've seen some of their stories. I always see them on TikTok. It's cool to get a peek behind the curtain there. And, like, honestly, Ned's story, I think, is fine as is. Like, I'm not clamoring for that to come back. There was that concept of him helping give tips through adulthood. Maybe if they do something funny along those lines, a more adult, like, themed, like, quick little guidebook or something.
I did see that, and it was kind of like a comic book at the. It was not a comic book. It was kind of a comic at the end, like, because he can't stop giving tips.
Yeah,
and trying to move on. He's like, I'm not just a tip guy. I did songs, you know.
Yeah. You
know, that show was also another hit. Like, I just looked it up. Ned is like 32, so early 30s. He's a couple years older than us. They grew up with us, essentially, and all that. And I would rather have a Ned Declassified if they did it during the pandemic. If they shot it during the pandemic.
Like, let's
get
a new one going. Someone do something. Someone eat another animal.
No, if their story took place in the pandemic or working from home, old people, because I know a bunch of people who have anxiety anxiety, or they're socially awkward and they can't handle it, or depression. If they made a reboot basing on how to survive, like, those mental illnesses, I feel like that'd be good. Because at the end of the day, it wouldn't feel like a cash grab. It feels like sending out a mesh and helping it.
Remember, Steve freaking almost made me cry. He almost made me cry during the pandemic because he came back and told me I was doing good.
No. And have you seen Steve since? Absolutely not. Steve, where have you seen Steve? He made a movie.
I've seen him out and about. I've seen him in the world.
Steve was in the movie. Steve was in New York City. Did he tell you, hey, Kalo, I'm in New York City.
He looked me in the eyes. He looked me in the eyes and told me I was doing fine. Yeah, I'm going to start crying again.
But he hasn't returned your call since, did he?
No one returns my calls.
I don't return your calls.
Yeah, see?
But no, like, so yeah, no, Steve, forget about Steve. He don't love you. He don't love you like Ned loves you.
Fair.
But tell me that would be a good story, like, giving you life tips, like, social, like, mental stuff as well.
Yeah, make it real. Yeah, make it, like, real.
And they knew it. They're like, we could aim it for the audience generation, because they're the ones that grew up with us. You do that, and you make it with, like, how to survive working at a new job or moving from place to place and all that. That'd be cool. I would enjoy it. But
yeah,
they'll like, let's give the people what they don't, what they wanted 15 years ago, a Zoe 101 reboot. I'm like, yeah, 15 years too late. Thanks, guys.
But you know what isn't late are more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast. Get Comfy Lowdown, Get Comfy Game Break every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only
BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.